Hello. In this episode, we're going to discuss the secrets of employee engagement. Over recent years, we've seen a growing interest in the subject of engagement and an increasing focus in organisations on measuring and developing their employee engagement. So over these next few minutes, we're going to dissect what this subject really means and how you can better engage your team. Let's start our discussion today back in 1968, when a psychologist named Frederick Hertzberg was researching the subject of human motivation. What he found should have profoundly changed our organisations and the way we work, in particular, our approach to leadership. But it didn't. In fact, his work found its way into psychology books, but very little into the business world. So much so that in 1987, Harvard Business Review republished his results with the heading, "One More Time, How Do We Motivate Employees?" It's as if we didn't take notice the first time. So what was it that Hertzberg found in terms of engaging and motivating employees? Well, what he found was rather surprising, and that is that a number of things that organisations do actually have little or no impact on employee engagement. His list included a number of things that organisations had traditionally used or assumed would motivate their employees. This included salary, as well as the compensation and benefits packages that people received. These things he found had no direct impact on motivation. Instead, what he found is, if we start messing with them or changing them, it can cause demotivation very rapidly. Instead, what he found is that what engages employees, what motivates them to care about the work they were doing, was a number of other factors. And these were personal growth, a feeling of progress, recognition, responsibility, and a sense of achievement. All of these items, he found, were directly correlated with engagement and motivation. The more of it employees get, the more engaged that they are. Now, what's even more interesting and surprising is, if you look at the financial cost attached to these items, you'll start to see very quickly that if we put time to one side, growth, progress, recognition, feeling responsibility and achievement, these things actually have no price tag. This is almost a dream for an organisation, isn't it? What motivates our employees costs us nothing to do except an investment of time. So with that in mind, and that this was published in 1968, why are we still struggling with these concepts? What is it that holds us back? And certainly there's an element of outdated views and a belief that money is everything to employees. And certainly, it's important, but it doesn't necessarily motivate. The truth, and what we've seen, is that organisations have a tendency to use blunt tools that are quick, easy to apply, and universally applicable. And these are the kind of reward schemes and punishment systems that are common and prevalent in organisations today. And these things most certainly do not equal motivated employees. Engagement as a subject is rooted in recognising the employee as an individual, as unique and special, not some sort of biological machine. So it can't be systematically processed in that way. We cannot have a universal way of engaging employees. It simply doesn't work like that. And this inspires some thought-provoking questions in my mind. How do we target disengaged people? Are we meant to preempt the issue? Do we find more cost-effective induction schemes? Can training even affect the issue of engagement? How do we define and measure engagement in our organisations? Well, these are all interesting questions, but let's see if we can take it a step back. Let's consider instead an alternative set of questions. Where and when does engagement happen? Who is it that's responsible for creating employee engagement? Well, the truth is that where it happens is everywhere and every day. It's something that characterizes the relationship between an employee and their organization. We must consider the fact that responsibility for creating it, therefore, must lie with the day-to-day leadership and management that our employees are experiencing. These are the people that make requests, assign workload, define roles and responsibilities, the individuals who stand in front of your people and give direction, training, or guidance. And this is borne out in the research too. The single biggest influencer on employee engagement is the relationship that they have with their immediate supervisor. Additional factors on that list are belief in the senior team, pride in the work, and the culture of the organization. But for our purposes today, we're going to focus on the leaders. Because if you get your leadership right, a cultural change will quickly follow once employees are feeling that engagement that they're getting from their line manager. Of course, then, if this philosophy could be driven top down so that the senior team live and breathe the same concepts, then we're hitting a number of different boxes and employee engagement will quickly follow. Let's have a look at the attitude that leaders need in order to promote and drive employee engagement. Leaders with highly engaged teams are seen to have certain common features to their style. Certainly, attitudinally, they are open to new ideas. They care deeply about their employees. And they are willing to prioritize employee development. Now, this attitude needs to be supported by a couple of behaviors that are also tied to employee engagement. And this includes explaining the importance of the work that their team are doing so that every team member recognizes and can see the part that they're playing. But also, leaders who talk about and share the vision and the strategy of the organization so that the team members have a sense of the wider picture that they are part of. Now, it may be that you've heard some of these ideas before, or that you feel that this is good practice and perhaps even common sense. But actually living this in your day-to-day behavior can be a little bit trickier. So let's run through some things that you can do as a leader to better engage your people. We're going to split this into three key areas: communications, autonomy, and recognition. Let's take communications first. One of the most basic things that you can do as a leader is to simply spend more time listening. The more time you spend listening to people, generally, the better their engagement levels. You can also adopt a coaching approach to your leadership style. What we mean by that is learn to facilitate rather than to tell. The best tip that I have on this subject is simply learn to ask the question, "What do you think?" when employees come and ask us questions. The more that you can ask, "What do you think?" the more inclined you'll be to listen and question rather than tell the answers. This promotes employees' opportunity to think for themselves and to give you their opinions, and that will raise their engagement. The second area that we mentioned was autonomy. In other words, this means how much freedom people have. So, very practically in this area, you can start to give people more responsibility. Ideally, we should give them the outcome that we need, the parameters that they have to work within, and then just get out of their way. Be careful if you find yourself telling people how to do a job. Try and focus instead on telling them the outcome that you need and then just supporting them using the communication style we've just spoken about. Another unexpected tip in this area is allow people to make mistakes. Many managers are so concerned about mistakes being made that they never really allow people true freedom. If we are truly free, we are free to make mistakes as well as succeeding. And you know that the truth is, you learn far more through the mistakes that you've made. Don't deprive people of that opportunity. It's important, of course, that this is done intelligently and not risking the success of the team or the organization. But allowing people to make mistakes can really change the engagement levels in your team. surprisingly perhaps. A final tip under autonomy is to train and develop people. Constantly think about every employee. What growth can they get? How can we help develop them in their role and beyond? This isn't about sending people on training courses. It's about people getting involved in new areas, learning new skills, and being recognized as experts. The final area that we're going to give recommendations is in the area of recognition. Time and time again, recognition comes out as one of the poorest scores in employee surveys and in engagement surveys. Your employees simply don't feel they are getting enough recognition for the work that they do. Now, this is important because recognition is one of the key drivers and motivators that we need in life, not just in work. So where is it going wrong? Well, for many managers, where it goes wrong is in recognizing that saying thank you or well done is not the recognition that people are after. That's just common courtesy. If you really want to engage people through the power of recognition, you need to go much deeper and take much more care with what you say. Saying thank you is not giving recognition. Instead, what you want to do is identify the character trait in them that's enabled them to have that success. What is it about them that enables them to do well? The moment you show that you can see that and you can see their character, that's when we get motivation and engagement from our employee. Don't underestimate the power of this simple thing. 79% of employees, when asked why they were leaving their organisation, cited a lack of appreciation as one of the critical factors. This is a big and important part of your role. More excitingly, it's something that should only take around 20 seconds to do. It shouldn't take any longer. So really, time is not an excuse for avoiding this particular part. Well, I hope our discussion today has given you some things to focus on. Challenge yourself to consider, how effective are you and your organisation at creating the desire, the enthusiasm and the energy in your team members to get results? How good are we at really engaging our people? This has been Chris Atkinson. Thanks for listening.